So let's go. Says the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Itmar Amal Asar Kizvu Get Leishdi. Amar of Yochanan. Shnayim Mishum Edim Vekulam Mishum Tanai. You tell 10 people not literally to write, only one so for write, but to sign the get. Rabbi Yochanan says what you mean is that two of them should be Edim, and eight of them is just a Tanai that they sign. Reish Lakish Amar Kulam Mishum Edim. Reish Lakish says, no, you mean for all 10 of them to be Edim. Heichidam Eilei Midolar Melo Kulchem Vatan Amar Lasar Kis Veget Ishti Echli Hosmi Shnayim Mechosmi. It can't be the literal case that it sounds like where you just told them sign a get for my wife, because we know it's a Mefurish Mishnah. If you tell 10 people to write and sign a get for your wife, then what you mean is that only one of them has to write it, two of them have to sign it, and the other eight don't have to sign it according to either side of this Tanai Edim Machlukas. Rather, Elodar Melu Kulchem. Rather, it's when you said Kulchem, not like the normal case of the Mishnah. If you said Kulchem, you obviously meant all 10 have to sign. The question is, did you mean the other eight as a Tanai or the other eight as a Dosi? Might be Nahi. What's the difference? Either way, if they don't all sign, then it's not a good get. Which we'll see is going to be the tie in why it's mentioned in our sugya. Right? What if two sign on time and the other sign 10 days later? If he holds it's a tanai, then that's okay because it was written today and signed today. When you're mekayim the tanai, we know you can mekayim the tanai later. I can give my wife a get on manash, she gives me $1,000 and do that later. Because then it was written today and signed 10 days later. Or if one of the Edim was Karav Apostle, if it's a Tanai, then the Tanai was that this guy should sign his name. He signed his name. Who cares if he's Kashal Edus? If it's Edus, then it is a problem. What is the problem if it's Edus? So the world discussed this, but the simple shot is, like Rash says, the problem is Nimzech and Karav Apostle Edus and Betela. We do have a rule, right? If you have the Gemara Makos Daf Vav, learns out from the Pasuk, if you have 10, 100, however many Edim, if one of them is Pasul, they're all Pasul. So if they're all Mishum Edim, then if one of them is Pasul, they're all Pasul. Okay. There are some discussions about exactly the application of Yochanan's Shita, the application of Reish Lakish's Shita, where Rabbi Yochanan says, the Mishum Tanai, the Mi'iri brings a Machlokes. Do you have to fulfill the Tanai before you give the get? Like all 10 have to sign before you give the get? Or can two of them sign, and the other eight will sign after you give the get? It's not clear exactly what the sort of that machlokas is. The simple pshat is that it's just a machlokas in Umdanov, what he meant. Did he mean that at Tanai I want them to sign in the way that Edom usually sign, which is before you give over the get? Or did he mean at Tanai that they can sign anytime? Anyway, Halacha L'maisa, that's a machlokes. The Meiri thinks you can do it later. The Ran, the first parak, thinks you can do it later. Rashi might sound like you have to do it beforehand, because Rashi says, the Kodim, Aviadasar Yom, the Kodim Shinas Lochasim Kulam, they all signed before he gave it to her. But, you know, he doesn't say explicitly that's Ma'akev. In Reish Lakish, so in Rabbi Yochanan, we're not sure exactly when it says they can sign up 10 days later. Do they have to sign before Nesina or after Nesina? We're not sure. In Reish Lakish, there is room to perhaps make Hakira. The Rav discusses this, but he doesn't love it. When Reish Lakish says they're all Edim, why do you need 10 Edim? What's this rule that you need 10 Edim? So is it that the Baal actually has a right to adapt the rules of Edus and say usually 2 Edim and now 10 Edim? Because we do know from Masechet Sanhedrin, right, that people do have the right to have special rules of Edus and Dayonis. Like if two litigants go to court and they agree to, you know, accept Psule Edus or Psule Dayonis, etc., then they're allowed to. So perhaps the Baal, since he is really the only party here, right? He's the only one who gets to decide. It's his get. Is allowed to decide that he thinks Alpi Asar Edim Yakum Dover in this case. Or perhaps Reish Lakish is also a Tanai. Just instead of the Tanai that they sign, the Tanai is that they sign as Edim. The Rav actually says. Maybe the Tanai is that they sign the way that would be Kasher Edim. But the simple shot is the Tanai that they sign as Edim. So Yesh Makom Lach, or it's not a big Chakira in Reish Lakish. Is it that you changed the rules to 10 Aden, Or is it a t'nai that 10 sign as Edom? It's not exactly so clear either way, right? If one of them is carbon apostle, they are all going to be apostle. Either way, if they sign 10 days later, then they're signing as Edom 10 days later. It's nechta b'yom v'nechtam. 10 days later, it's going to be apostle. Perhaps one could suggest that maybe there'd be an afkamina in the discussion of the Maram Shif, although he does not discuss it from this angle. Do all 10 of them have to sign the Shema? If really you're fundamentally changing the rules 10 Eidim now, maybe all 10 Eidim would have to sign the Shema. If it's just a T'nai that they are Mayid, then the Shtar is kosher without them. It's just a T'nai that you want them to be Mayid as Eidim, and maybe they don't have to sign the Shema. So perhaps one could suggest the Maram Shif discusses this question in a totally different angle.
Don't you mean that eight sign is a
T'nai? And that's what I meant. Correct. That's what I meant. Change rules that's what I meant. Okay. Perhaps maybe you could say, if Chasmu Shnayim Lishma Vishmone Shalom Lishma, maybe you could say that then it would be pasul because they're a 10 Edom, they didn't sign the Shema, here it would be kosher. What do you mean? They signed as Edom. The Maram Shif kosher them for a different reason, because you have Edom Asira, and therefore the Edom Hasimah don't really need to be Lashema, it's only Xera Bezoyev Mitocho, and here you don't need Xera. Okay, we will leave this for now, because, this is not, I think it is an interesting question. To what extent do you have the right, is there malleability? Does the Edom have the right to change the standards of Eidos, but whatever nafkaminas are going to come are not going to be machra.
In any of these cases where there's an is it a rebuttable presumption, or is it...
Mechor, it's a rebuttable presumption, yes. Now, here we get to the interesting part. What's the interesting part? The next line. Ichosum, perhaps the word is batchila, right? Our gersa is batchila, right? Who has a different gersa? The Rif says, lechatchila, which may or may not mean the same thing, right? Ichasim batchila karev apostle. What if, according to our Yerusha, first, a karev apostle signs first, meaning the way our Gemara reads, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's no problem if one of them, it's no problem if eight of them are krov mor psulim, as long as you have two kasher edim. But what if the karev apostle signs first? Ichasim batchila karev apostle, amri la kasher, v'amri la apostle. It's a machlokas whether that's okay or not. Amri la kasher t'nai. The reason to say it's okay is obvious. It's a t'nai. So who cares if the karev apostle is t'chila? It's no problem because he's only for a t'nai. Amri la apostle, asa l'chluf yishtoyach l'bekishtaros di alma. Why would someone say apostle? Not fundamentally apostle. According to Rabbi Yochanan, of course not fundamentally apostle. It's only t'nai, just as a gzeira. A gzeira that, if you allow this, you might come to allow it in regular shtaros. Okay, we'll define what that means in a moment.
Maybe in Gittin also.
Okay, give me a second. That's the question. First, there's Tosos here deals with a few. A few technical issues. One technical issue Tosos deals with is the stira from the Maamar of Chizkiah. What does Chizkiah say? Chizkiah says, he brings two cases where it's okay to have a karev apostle first. The first question he brings is a pretty easy one, is by get mekusher. What's get mekusher? Get mekusher, okay, there's a whole perek about... It's not called get mekusher, it's called get pasher, which is the opposite. But it's not a masechet. About get pashut means a regular shtar, like we're familiar with. Get mekusher means a fancy schmancy shtar. Mekusher means tied, like it would be folded and tied. The folds would be tied, and after each part, each line or two of the shtar, you would fold it down, tie it down, have an eight sign on the fold, like you can actually read it. And then keep writing, and each time an Eidim sign, you need at least three Eidim. The reason the Gemara assumes they made this takana of get mekusher, even though the takana applies to Nimamnus as well, is the Kohanim, who used to get mad. Nowadays, there's a lot of bureaucracy. If you want to get divorced, it takes a while. In those days, you would just go to the shop, find a sofer, pay him a dollar, and you'd be divorced. Ah, you have to find two Edim. Say another Edim in the shuk also. So Kohanim, who would get very mad at their wives, apparently in the old days, low-class people, used to get very mad at their wives and divorce them on the spot without thinking about it. So if it was Yisrael, no problem. He would just remarry her. If it was a Kohen, then it was a shame. So therefore, they made this get Makosher to make it really, really complicated and stall so the Kohen could get a grip on reality. Anyway, Lamai, so that's not what's important. What's important is that a get Makosher needs at least three Edim. Part of the Dakana is you need at least three Edim. So the Gemara says that you can have one Karov on the get Makosher, whether it's beginning, middle, or end. So how can they get Makosher? We're not worried. We allow one Karov. And over here, we don't allow one Karov. So that's easy enough to answer. Because the get Makosher always needs at least three. So it's obvious to people that if one is possible, they're not going to come to make a mistake. Because they know the one to get Makosher is dead weight. In a regular star, you always need two. So if you have extra, you take them more seriously. Meaning the third and get the kosher, you don't take as seriously, because you know there's always an extra one. While the, you know, extra ones in a regular get, you take more seriously, because you're used to them all being serious. Okay, so that's not such a big deal. The bigger question is from regular stars. Chizkiah says, Meluhu b'krovim kosher. It is in Baba Basra and in quoted in Gittin. What does this mean? A star is puzzle. This should be logical to us. If you leave space between the shtar and the edim, right? They write, then there's blank space, and they sign. That's a psol. What's the reason for that psol? The reason for that psol is clear, because some unscrupulous person could just cut off the top and write whatever he wants in that empty space, and then it will be a false edus. So what do you do if the ed signs too low? You just fill it in. What if two edim sign too low? You could fill it in with krovim. You could fill it in with psulim. So that's Maluber. If I recall correctly, the Gemara has that Havmin and says no, because then the defendant claimed that Edom just signed their names under a squiggle, and then you wrote something on top of it, and you won't be able to prove your case in court. So you have to fill it in with Edom. But you can fill it in with Pussel. The Pussel Edom are first, right? They're on top filled in. So how can the Pussel Edom are... It's kosher to have Pussel Edom at first in Miluhu B'Krovim, but it's possible in our case. Okay, here we have basically four possible answers, and they're based on different ways of reading the scenario of how someone is going to misunderstand. Says Rabbeinu Tam in our Tosfos, right? So here we have, give me a chesim base, right? Chasim betchila karov ol pasul. K aleph pei. Oh, whatever. Karov ol pasul. Yesh omer pasul. Right? As a gzera. But why don't we make the same gzera in Miluhu B'Krovim? Where did Chizkiah really say? Miluhu B'Krovim really said it in I think he said in Baba Basra Kuf Samach Beis Amud Beis, even though Tosfos just said it's brought in Gittin. Right? Baba Basra Kuf Samach Beis Amud Beis. No uhu bikrovim kosher. Good stira. So our Tosos gives the answer. Quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, although there are other verses of Rabbeinu Tam. Right. So one answer is Tosos b'shem Rabbeinu Tam says there's a difference between Gittin and I know Chizkiah is quoting sex as Gittin. That doesn't mean he's talking about a get. Gittin and Shar Shtaros. What's the difference in Gittin and Shar Shtaros? Not fundamental, very technical. In Gittin, there's a rule called Ein Chosman Elozeb Fnezeh. Edim of a get can only sign together. Edim of other Shtaros can sign separately. You go to this guy's office, you go to that guy's office, you get them all to sign. So, says Rabbeinu Tam, here we're talking about a gzera of misunderstanding. So, says Rabbeinu Tam, he says right here, the filo, v'omer Rabbeinu Tam, kin de yigin of Chosman Elozeb, sovri shor shonim him ikar edos. Right, so Gittin, since they're chosmen, zeb bifnei zeh, it looks like the psulim are ikar, and therefore could lead to a misunderstanding. They all sign together. Why did the psulim sign first? the psula must have signed first because they were the ikar. So someone will think that the psulim are kosher. In shar shtaros, they sign not in front of one another. So if they sign not in front of one another, you ask why did the psulim sign first? Not because they were the ikar. The ikar were the ksherim. The ksherim signed on the bottom first. And they wanted to leave some space. Maybe they left some space because they thought there was an older kosher person who was going to sign. They wanted to respect him. And then it turned out that an apostle signed there. But that doesn't mean he was Iker.
Right? Since Chosman Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh, it doesn't look like Sulim or Krovim are the Iker.
Okay, that is Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosas. However, the Tosas right here in his first answer, and the Ramban in his and the Ramban in his first answer, and the Rush quoting Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, right? So here's the Rush b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rid, and the Ramban who give more than one answer, and the Ran. They say no. There's two different definitions of Tchila. What is Tchila? What are the two ways to read? A Tchila means first, but what two axes might be talking? We'd be talking about chronological or physical, top to bottom, or I shouldn't say first to last. What does it mean? What do you mean first? First means first in time, or first means on top of the list. So he says that obviously the case of Chizkiah mil uhu berkrovim kasher, so meant they were top of the list, but they were the last to sign. They were filling in the blank space for some technical reason. So here, he says, this case is talking about top, but chronologically less. And then it's not going to lead to a misunderstanding. Everyone sees they sign them up last. Of course, they sign them up last. They're not the Iker Eidos. The Psulim aren't really part of the Eidos. We're just signing them up last for a technical reason. Over here, he reinterprets what Bechila means. Here he says, as a matter of fact, maybe that's a pasuk from Betchila. He says Betchila means chronologically first, and then they look like the Iker Eidos, and one could easily come to a mistaken conclusion. The difference between them is what person is going to misunderstand, right? Meaning, who is doing the misunderstanding? Who might misunderstand and come to think that Krovim are Ksherim B'shtaros, whatever exactly that means, Jam defined, yes. According to our Tosos, the person who, reads it later. Right, the person who reads it later might misunderstand. He might think you can be machshir psulim when he sees the psulim on top. But then, by gittin, he won't misunderstand because he'll know they signed together with each other. By shar shtaros, he will think they probably signed separate from each other and he won't misunderstand. According to this second answer, the who might misunderstand, not the person who reads it later. The person who reads it later has no idea in what chronological order they signed. Right? Here he means the person who sees the signing, right? The person who sees the signing might misunderstand. And therefore, if he sees the psulim sign first, we're not worried the guy who reads it later will misunderstand. No, the guy who reads it later will say, there's probably a good reason. It's the person who, the guy who reads it later will say they filled it in to fill in blank space or something, right? He'll say, it's the guy who, meaning, there's a good reason. The guy who reads it later will say, they probably have to fill in blank space, so they got to cover it. But the guy who sees it being signed, if he sees the Krovim sign first, might think Krovim are okay. If he sees the Krovim signing last, will think, they, for technical reason, needed to fill in the space. Okay, that is the second answer. The Rid in his, the Ramban in his second answer. The Ramban in his second answer makes an Okimta. Of course, this Okimta is also based on the idea that it's the, let's fill it in, the person who sees the signing, not the person who reads it later. He says, our case is different than the standard case. The standard case, you didn't say kulchem. What is milu u'b'krovim k'sherim? It's clear from the text of Chizkiah, It doesn't sound like Hesra said kulchem. That's the whole point. Mil'ohu, you fill it in. I didn't say all of you sign. I said you two sign, but they sign too low. So we have blank space. So to solve the problem of blank space, we have to get the guy's brother to sign because there's no one else around who's kosher l'edus, you know, or etc. Right? Clearly, he didn't intend for him to do it. In our case, the guy said kulchem. We know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, kulchem means mishum tzadai, but he still said kulchem. Obviously, how is a guy going to misunderstand? Not the guy reading it later, the guy watching at the time. If I didn't say kulchem, I said you two sign, or I said get two people to sign, and two people sign, and then they get a third karov, then no one's going to think that a karov is okay. But if I said all of you, and the krovim sign first, then I'm really going to lead to a misunderstanding. So here is very simple. Here is Amar kulchem. And then it's machshiv, the krovim. Here is where he didn't say kulchem. And therefore, no one's going to think that the krovim are important. Okay, that's also a good answer. The last answer is the rid in his second answer. And this is also the Ritva and the Yad Rama Alpi Girsas Harif. What is the Girsas Harif? Girsas Harif is Lichatchila. The Rid in his second. Here's. Without the Girsas Harif. Okay, here. Let me make it very clear. Is a difference. Okay, I'll explain to you what I mean in a moment. But what's the Rif's Gears? The Rif's Gears is Lichatchila. What does Lichatchila mean? To us, Lichatchila has a very, very clear, strong meaning. We're used to that word from everyday halachic discourse. In the Gemara, that's also the meaning of the word, but it's not so kavua. The Ran says, you know what the Rif meant by Lichatchila? He meant Batchila. Lichatchila means first. Okay, in which case, the Ran says, don't make a big deal with the Gears as a Rif. It's just shinui gerso shel mavakach. However, the Ritva and the Yad Rama, we don't have a Yad Rama in Gittin, but the it's clear that the Rishonim very much treasured the fact that they had a Yad Rama in all of Shas, because the Torah quotes the Yad Rama. Here's the base Yosef who quotes the Yad Rama, and also it doesn't seem to be from any book that was published until very recently. Nowadays they publish some condition of the Yad Rama, perhaps indirectly, on Gittin. I'm not sure exactly where it's from. But in any case, all the Rishonim had lots of Yad Ramas on all over Shas that we only have on Basra and Sanhedrin. But the Yad Rama on Gittin, Lechora, and unless this involved Basra. No, I didn't check the other answer. Okay, in any case, the Yad Rama and the Ritva here and the have the Girsa of the Rif Lechatchila, and they say, no, it actually means Lechatchila. It doesn't mean Batchila. Okay, but the Rid, he doesn't have the Girsa of Lechatchila. He just makes it okinta that it's Lechatchila. So what does the Rid say? The Rid says very, very poshut. Says the Tosos Rid, here we just mean that Lechatchila. Puzzle, which you see is a little like dachuk, right? Equals, you know, okay, asur l'chatchila. Here it just means it's puzzle l'chatchila. What does Chizki say? He didn't necessarily say it was okay l'chatchila. He just says, if you did it, if you were stuck and you did it, it's okay, you know? There's big thing going on here. He's saying that b'di eved, it is kasher, meaning this is a gzeira asi l'chlufei. Not every asil l'chlufei is equal. Some asil l'chlufei, they really put their foot down and said, we possible everything is asil l'chlufei. Other asil l'chlufei, they said, we prefer you not do it because of asil l'chlufei. But b'di'eved, it's okay. Certainly b'di'eved, she's married. He makes it sound like b'di'eved, even once she got divorced, it's okay. And therefore, there's no stira in the first place. And this is an gzeira that you shouldn't do l'chachila, but it's okay b'di'eved. What is the difference between, I didn't really... able to put on, I haven't put on the board yet. What's the real difference in the Rid who uses our Gersa? What does the Rid say? Where does the Rid get the idea? So he's only a Chachilah if he has our Gersa in his second opinion. Because the Rid said, in his second answer, I mean, the Rid says, Tshuva, etc. Inami, Hasam Dieved, Damil Uhu Ka'amar, Damashma Dieved, Hach Lechachil, Damichtam Lechachilah Mashma. He doesn't have the Rid's Gersa. He says, over there, it says, Mil Uhu, he already did it. Over here, the Lushan is, Well, our lashon is ichasim, right? Which would be a problem. Ichasim is clearly a lashon b'dieved, but his gersa is a third gersa as mechtam lechatchila, right? So the rid al pi gersas mechtam two sign. Okay, so therefore it's only two sign lechatchila. Pi gersas arif lechatchila again. Whether you have the gears of ichasam, of michtam, or of lichat, of michtam, betchila, michtam, no. The rid. Okay, let's bet. Alpi girsas, what was his girsas? Michtam, batchila. Batchila means on top. But mechtam instead of ichasim is lashon lechatchila, and the Ritva and the Rama was in brackets in 39, al pi girsas harif lechatchila, right? All give have the same answer. What's the difference? The difference is that according to the Ritva and the Rama, they don't have the word batchila, right? According to the Rit from the Ra, you no longer have the word batchila. It's no longer anything to do with being first. The Rit still has being first. He just also adds lechatchila. According to the Ritva and the Rama, this has nothing to do with being first anymore. So it's just the same thing. But what's the difference according to them? According to them, it's lechatchila pasol. Bein betchila, bein besof, right? Because the way they got to lechatchila is not a diok in the tense of mechtam, but the word lechatchila instead of batchila. And again, the Ran says lechatchila means batchila. If lechatchila means lechatchila, then there's no word batchila, then there's no difference between top and bottom anymore. There's no difference between beginning and end. That is a big chiddush, meaning, according to them, the man de omar. According to them, the man da amar amri la pasol basically says Rabbi Yochanan can never use his kula. Rabbi Yochanan had a kula. If eight are tonight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them can be karav pasol. According to our gears of the Gemara, yeah, but not on top, or not at first. According to their gears of the Gemara, yeah, but not lechatchila. So then, what are you supposed to do lechatchila? So here there are two deos in the Yad Rama. So what does Rabbi Yochanan allow lechatchila? Either lechatchila, Rabbi Yochanan does not allow karav pasul. We thought it was a big nafkamina. If I say to 10 guys kulchem, and one of them is my brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan says okay, Rish Lakish says not okay. Not true. Rabbi Yochanan says okay if they were avar yadim and did it anyway, or mistaken and did it anyway. But lechatchila, Rabbi Yochanan is the same as Rish Lakish. If you tell 10 guys and one of them is a pasul, don't write the get. Start from scratch. Or the Yadrava suggested another possible answer. That's what the Ritva sounds like. No, he suggests that he has a good answer. Lechatchila, you know what Rabbi Yochanan would tell you? If I tell 10 guys and one of them is my brother-in-law, have 9 guys sign, give the get to my wife, divorce her, and then have the 10th guy sign. After the Nesina, it's not too late to be Mekayim the Tanai, as we saw in the opinion of the Ran and the Meiri that were mentioned about Peh. But then there's no Gzeira. After the Nesina, there's no Gzeira. So, here, we just interesting question. So, what should we do lechatchila, lefi Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning, what is Rabbi Yochanan telling you practically to do? The guy says kulchem, and one guy's his cousin. What practically should you do? Or the guy says kulchem, one guy's a goslin. What practically should you do? Again, lefi rov rishonim. They should just sign last. No problem, right? It's only batchila. Lefi, the Ritva, and one day in the Rama says, don't use the get at all. No. Lechatchila, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm not the same as Rish Lakish. There is no such heter lechatchila. It's only b'diavet. Or the other day in the Rama is lechatchila have the pasul sign after the nesina. after the Nesina, then no one will mix it up with Shtaris the Alma, because they'll understand that it was just a Tanai and had nothing to do with the actual Shtar. It was just a time beyond. Basically, it was the same as saying, I divorce you with these two Edim, I'm going to ask that these eight people dance. So instead of dance, sign. Once they do it afterwards, it's clear that you're not getting confused. Okay, that's the lay of the land. The Ritva actually also says it's only if they say Kulchem. So he also sort of agrees to this. Put a little star. The star means, but only Aser Lechatchila, if he said Kulchem. So there are many, more than one way in which this is distinct from a Luba Krovin. Okay, that is the first thing.
How would you
throw
in the last column?
We have no idea because they're not relating to it. You know, they're not discussing it. They're not discussing it. We have no idea. Not applicable. I mean, not applicable. Obviously, they have an opinion. They just don't talk about the opinion because they're not discussing. They're only discussing how possible it is. They're not, although the rich, but we know his opinion, so let's leave it for that.
You know, who might misunderstand, is just a local issue here, or is a broader?
No, local. I'm claiming local. Okay. There's another interesting discussion that the main body of Tosa spends a lot of time on, Rabbeinu Tam at first, till apparently the Re convinced him to change his mind. What about Psulim Batchila and Basof in Shar Shtaros, and perhaps in our case also? How does Tchila and Sof play into this? the Gemara says that Miluhu Bekrovim Kasher, apparently Krovim are okay in the beginning, and here Krovim are a gzera in the beginning. What about the middle? What about the end? There being a time at first assumed the whole problem was only the beginning. Of course, the middle or the end, there's no problem if you add Krovim or Psulim. Because then obviously, they're not the main part of the Eidos. Obviously, they're not. You signed them on for Kavod. In the old days, it was a minhag. I don't know, we don't have this minhag nowadays anymore. They would just let everyone sign for Kavod. I don't know, maybe there's some communities that still do it. So by the emsen sof pashut, it's okay. The chiddush of Chizkiyah is that in the beginning it's also okay. But the middle and the end is for sure okay. The Re convinced Rabbeinu Tam of the opposite approach. That what's the rule of Shtaros, right? We know Chizkiyah says, Mu'uhu bekrovim kasher, right? What about emsen and sof, right? The Krovim Kasher, right? What about Emtza and Sof? So one opinion is Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning, and that's also the Ramban of Lama Basra that I put in brackets, says Kol Shekein de Kasher. The beginning and end is obviously kosher. That goes without saying that Krovim, in the middle and end are kosher, because no one takes them seriously. Everyone knows they just added on for no reason. You know, just stam for kavod. It's in the beginning you might have thought it was a problem, and therefore Chizkiyah tells you even in the beginning it's okay, except that an hour or so in the beginning you make a gzera. Right, for reasons that we still haven't fully explained, but I mean, I'm saying our study in the beginning, make exera because aims chosil zev neizah. It's more likely to lead to misunderstanding, you know. But it's still fundamentally okay. The Re, and apparently he convinced Rabbeinu Tam to change his mind. The Re and Rabbeinu Tam in the end change his mind and says no, possible. In the middle end, it's obviously possible. Only the beginning is kosher. Why? So he quotes from the Gemara that, and therefore, Rabbeinu Tam first says, when the first two are pasul, and obviously the rest are pasul, if the bottom or middle are pasul, it's okay, and the Re changes mind. And said, no, what's the problem? The problem is that, based on a Gemara, that he quotes, Kol ki haigavna, this weird case of the star with the edim on one line. In that case, we only allow the top edim. We only rely on the top edim. What does they say it sounds like? It sounds like in other cases, we only rely on the bottom edim. And says the Re, here's the Re's problem. The Re's problem is the... What's his problem with the Ring of Tom? If you allow Pasul Edom in the beginning, and in the middle, and in the end, then what might happen? Someone might bring the Shtar to Bez Din. They'll say you need Kiyum Shtar, so you need to authenticate the signatures. They'll authenticate the signatures of the Pasul people, and then there'll be Motzi Mamon based on Pasul people. How can you allow, basically the Re's question was, how can you allow Pasul Edus? How can you allow puzzle people to sign? They might rely on them. So the Rebbeinu Tam at first, the Rambam would say no. When they come to court, after all, the litigants are each serious about their case. Nowadays, they have lawyers. If they were puzzle people signed, they point it out. Right? So they're not worried that they'll accidentally rely on puzzle people. The Re is worried they'll accidentally rely on puzzle people, and therefore, he says, puzzle, again, why? Well, you know what? Let me just fill this in a little. Kosim to kosher, why? Because, obviously, signed not l'shem edus. After all, if they're on the bottom, then obviously they signed not l'shem edus. The Chiddush of Pinsky is even on the top. We trust them that they signed not l'shem edus just for mivui. Fill in the blank. Are we worried that Beis Din will someday rely on the puzzle signatures? Says the Ramban. No. They will check. After all, when they bring in the signatures, you'll say that they only have to be Mekayim two of them. You only have to authenticate two of them. But they'll check. They'll check that the two Chasimos, they are Mekayim, are kosher people. Okay, that's what Ramban says. Ah, there's one sugya in Gittin which sounds like we're afraid they might rely on puzzle people. No, that's by Gittin Makosha, they might have misunderstood. Here they will. That is the opinion of Rebbeinu Tam in the first. But the Re, who convinced Rebbeinu Tam in the end, says, no, puzzle. Why? Because there's no inyan of Miloy. Says Adrabba. Says Rebbeinu Tam, if they signed last, of course they were just adding on for no reason and not the Shane Aegis. He says, no, if they signed last, of course they were signing the Shane Aegis. Only if they signed first. Why? Because, obviously, signed L'Shem Edus. Or not obviously, possibly, right? Signed L'Shem Edus, since it can't be Miloy. It can't be Miloy, so it's obviously L'Shem Edus. The Chiddush of Chizki is that if they sign in the middle and the end, then Pashut, that it's no good because it seems like it was L'Shem Edus. But if they signed in the beginning, then we think it was for Miloy. Give me a second. And are we worried? Etc. Yes. Meaning this is big proof. If you let the Psulim sign anywhere, yes. But the rule is, and he makes up this rule, that you can never rely on the top signatures. And therefore, he says, there's a rule is you never rely on top signatures. If you bring in a star with 12 signatures, you never rely on the top guys. You never rely on the top guys. You always say, oh, the top guys are probably for Miloy. You only rely on the middle and bottom guys. And therefore, the middle and bottom guys are always kosher, so it's no problem, it works out.
When you say in A, in 1, that the Beis Din will check, but when Beis Din is always checking signatures, all they check is that, hey, this is, the people know this person. Yeah, this person, this is his signature. They're never checking relationships.
That's basically the machlokas between the Ramban / Rabbeinu Tam at first and the Ri / Rabbeinu Tam in the end. The Ri says, Bezdin never checks that the Gavra is kosher, just that it's a good signature. And therefore, he's fatult. How can we allow Psulim to sign? Bezdin won't check, will only check it, say that the signature is valid and will be multi-moan based on Psulim. So if he says, no, the Psulim could only sign in the beginning. The end is pashit, no good. And in the beginning, we never use the beginning. That's all his chidushim. But the Rabbeinu Tam at first in the Ramban would say, no, Morty's wrong. You made an assumption that's not true. Whenever Bezdin authenticates a shtar, not only do they check it's a real signature, they also check that the guy is a kosher guy and is unrelated. Okay, go no.
I don't understand. I find it like 1, 2, 3, and 4 over here. 2, 3, and 4, you're worried about the person who sees the signing. There's no design because of cube shtar. I mean, so the whole argument is only relevant if you use the second sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the gears of the rush. I mean, excuse me, the first sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. That you're worried about the person who reads it later, you're worried about the person who reads it later. But if the whole zera is who's going to sign, and maybe they'll sign the possible.
No, we're talking about two different things. Here we're talking about the gzera in our sukkah.
Right.
Here I'm talking about the general din of shtaros. I'm not talking about gzera anymore. I'm talking about the general din.
The only reason that we know there's a gzera of
actually. No, we're talking about shtaros meluba krovim. It's Chizkiah says, if you have krovim on top, it's okay. Yeshli ayin. What if there are krovim in the middle and the bottom? Right? Nothing to do with our sukkah. Let's say we never had our sukkah. Chizkiah says you can sign 2 krovim on top to fill in the space. And it's kosher. One would ask, can you sign 2 krovim? Basically the question, why is it kosher if you sign 2 adim on top? Won't it lead to a michshol? Not a gzera. A gzera means next time they make a mistake. Won't they be lying? This is basically the question. The question is, how can Chizkiah allow krovim on top? What if Bezdin relies on them? And one answer is no. Bezdin, the other, checks the kashrus of the Edim HaChasumim. Not only authentic, whether the signature is authentic, they check the kashrus of Edim HaChasumim. No problem. We never worry that we rely on Pasul Edim. In our sugya of Gzeri, you might get confused. That's different. They'll never rely on Pasul Edim. Then, what's the Chiddush of Chizkiah? If they'll never rely on Pasul Edim, what's Chizkiah coming to tell us? What's the problem? The problem is you might have thought it would cause confusion. In the end, it for sure won't cause confusion, because like our sugya, the end is not confusing. In the beginning, it might cause confusion if Mashal or not. While the sheet of the Ri is because Bezdin never relies on the top Edim, and therefore it won't be a problem. But they might rely on the bottom and middle Edim, so of course the bottom and middle Edim are puzzle. They're like the Ikar Edus. Okay, there is a third sheet in the Rosh Baba Basra who says that the Emtza is kosher, the Sof is pasul. And what's his assumption? His assumption is Bezdin never relies on Emtza, the Sof, on Tchila, the Emtza, only Sof. And therefore, as long as the 2 Edim in the bottom are kosher, it's okay. All right, we're going to leave this now and go on to the main action in our sugya, which is 2 words, after word for morning.
Just getting back, I mean, I said the whole business of Edim is that they start from Medinas Hayom, they bring Edim, and then you have someone who's traveling and he comes to court and he's here and he looks at the, what in the world does he know about this other, the third guy that, He's recognizing the signature. He doesn't know anything of these people over there.
That's what the Ri says.
I mean, the other is not logical.
That's what the Ri says. And the Rosh Hashanah Master is the same. He just has a technical difference. Okay? Who knows? Okay, now. Here is the interesting part. The interesting part, what are the most interesting 2 words in our sugya? Tosfos does not spend a lot of time in these interesting 2 words. What are the 2 most interesting words in our sugya? Shtaros the Alma. Let's go back to our gzeira. What is our gzeira saying? What's the idea of a gzeira? Chasim betchila karov apostle is aser gzeira to shtaros the alma. What does it mean gzeira to shtaros the alma? It's that midoraisa, here it's okay. But Shtaris the Alma is possible. So we draw Bana and they ushered it here, Xerah to Shtaris the Alma. The question is, what's the difference between our case and Shtaris the Alma? Why are Shtaris the Alma any more chummer than our case? Meaning, why not say, if in our case is okay, and Shtaris the Alma is also okay, so there's no need for Xerah. And if Shtaris the Alma is puzzle, then our case is puzzle. It should be puzzle. Like, what's the difference in Gittin and Shtaris the Alma? What is this case of? Let's just review. Right, put this back on the board. Our case, I don't want to write what our case means, but obviously in the simple shot, what's the opposite of Shtaris the Alma? Gittin, right? So forget about what we get on the board here is why do we make Xerah here and not in the case of Chizkiah? But I'm asking a deeper question, right? Xerah, manda or puzzle. Xerah kan atu Shtaros the Alma. What does this mean? This means that kan kosher v'ikaron aval gazru. While b'shtaros the Alma puzzle v'ikaron, right? That's what always Xerah means. In this case, it should be okay. In that case, it should be puzzle. So midrabanan, and then an Xerah answered here up to that case. But why are Shtaros the Alma any worse? If Shtaros the Alma means regular Shtaros, right? Let's say Shtarchov, then why are Shtaros the Alma any worse than Gittin? Don't sign the first two in Gittin, because you might think it's okay in Shtaros the Alma. It is okay in Shtaros the Alma. Malub, Rekobim, Kusher. Like, but what's bad in Shtaros the Alma, right? So what's the case here, and what's the case of Shtaros the Alma, that there's an Ikroni difference? Who? Well, that depends how you define Shtaros the Alma. How does Rashi define Shtaros the Alma? What does Rashi think the Xerah is? Right, there are three ways to define Shtaros the Alma. What does Rashi say? Rashi's bothered by this problem. Because again, what's the Pashup shot? Let me just write. The Pashup shot is, what's the Pashup shot? Is that Amar Kulchem Beget V'chasmu Psulim Tchila and Amar Kulchem Bishtaros V'chasmu Psulim Tchila. Right? That's the Pashup shot. The problem is, if in our case it's not fundamentally wrong because Mishum Tanai, then in that case it's also Mishum Tanai. What's the problem? The problem is, here it's Kasher V'ikaron Mishum Shekulam Mishum Tanai, and here it should also be Kasher V'ikaron Mishum de Kulam Mishum Tanai. That's the problem. Rashi doesn't ask this question, he just answers it. What does Rashi say to answer this problem? That all shtaros doesn't mean gittin versus shar shtaros, right? There's no gittin versus shar shtaros here, right? The Rambam makes this very explicit in his first data where he agrees with Rashi. And the Rashi says the same thing. It doesn't mean gittin versus shar shtaros. It means b'shtaros the alma they came into chasam reisha also the maimer zevad el shem edus chasam v'yachshiru karov b'chol shtaros. They'll be matar karov in stam shtaros, meaning nothing to do with ten with etc. They'll be matar two edim and one of them is a karov. They'll just have a total misunderstanding. So shtaros the alma doesn't mean money as opposed to gittin. Shtaros the alma means, right, b'chol hashtaros means even when there's only two edim. So says one approach is Rashi. Says Rashi, you notice how it's not usually what Shtaros the Alma means in Maseches Gittin, but it could be. He says, really, this is Kulchem when it's Kosher B'Ikaron. If you have, right, Beis Sherim, right, or even, you know, let's take the obvious case. Kosher B'Ikaron Bit Tishak Sherim Upasal Echad. And what's the Xerah? The Xerah is Atu, right? Is Atu Get O Kol Shtar Bishnei Eidim Bilvad The Echa Mehem Hustle, or two of them are Hustle, meaning the Lav Davka. Two of them. Meaning, it has nothing with Get versus Sharsharis. It has to do with Kulchem versus the guy will just stand think. Let's say the guy's Goslin, he'll think Goslin are okay. He'll say, what do you mean? You know, I've been to Shul, so they give the Goslin the big kibbutim. Obviously, he's okay. And he'll say, Krovim are okay. He'll say, what's wrong with the cousin? The cousin's very honest. This guy's cousin is much more trustworthy than this guy who's unrelated to him. Okay, a person can make that mistake. Not everyone knows these halachos, especially since, after all, there's all different kinds of relatives, and no one knows what's a relative, what's not a relative, etc. So, one can easily come to make a mistake, but the mistake is basically nothing to do with kulchem. It's thinking that puzzle people are kosher le'idus. Right? You'll just think this guy's a kosher eid. Okay, could very well be. This is also the shita of the Ramban in his first opinion and the Rashba. The other possibility is the Ritva. Says the Ritva that what's the difference between the case that is only a Gzera, that's Kasher B'Ikaron, and the case that's Possible B'Ikaron?
Witnesses will sign together. Over here they can sign separately.
Okay, but you're one step ahead of yourself. Our case is where he said Kulchem. And then it is Kasher B'Ikaron. What's the Gzera? The Gzera is not up to Kulchem. The Gzera is, now here's, this point is not made in the Gemara, but it's obvious. What would Rabbi Yochanan say if I told you, 10 people, Kulchem, Kulchem Chasom will get le'ishti, Mishum Edom. What if I explicitly said, all of you be Edom? Then, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Rish Lakish, they're Mishum Edom, right? Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is l'chora an umdana. Right, l'chora. One could, debate that. We had a l'chakira. Is Reish Lakish because you're changing the rules, or is Reish Lakish you made a t'nai of Eidos? Maybe you'd say, no, machlokes are Yochanan Reish Lakish, you're allowed to change the rules. But simple pshat is, Reish Lakish saying, what you meant by your t'nai is they should all sign as Eidim. Rabbi Yochanan says, what you meant by your t'nai is they should all sign Stam. So if you explicate, you explicate. The guy says, you all have to sign, not necessarily as Eidim. Everyone would agree. You all have to sign as Eidim, they agree. So, this is Atu Kulchem Mishum Eidim, where clearly here it's Pasol B'Ikaron. If you say Kulchem Mishum Eidim, one of those Pasol, so that's like Xera. It's basically Xera of Kulchem Atu Kulchem Mishum Eidim. Again, how likely is it that someone will explicitly command people to sign Kulchem Mishum Eidim? I guess the Ritva thinks likely enough to make Xera. Now, the problem, of course, is for the Ritva, what does Shar Shtoros mean? You're not going to say, for Rashi, he says Shar Shtaros means like Eidos in general and Shtaros. Okay, could be. For the Ritva, you obviously cannot say the word Shar Shtaros means Kulchem Mishum Eidim. That's a very limited case. So the Ritva has to add Pasul B'Karon. But it's Pasul B'Karon and Gittin and Shtari Mamon, right? If I say Kulchem Mishum Eidim and one of them is Pasul, it's Pasul B'Karon. So here's where Morty said, here's where the Ritva has to finesse. Why Shar Shtaros? The lo chashishu lemichshol kazeh begitin ella rak bishar shtaros. That's why shar shtaros. We're afraid you might mess up when he says kulchem yishem edim, but we're not afraid you'll mess up in gitin. We're only afraid you'll mess up in shar shtaros. Why are we not afraid you'll mess up in gitin and only afraid you'll mess up in shar shtaros? Adarava. Gittin are much more chomer than Shar Shtaros. A bigger Aveira in Gittin than Shar Shtaros. The answer is, in Gittin, they only sign Zeh b'fnei Zeh, and no one will make this mistake if they sign Zeh b'fnei Zeh. If I sit you, that's one of you volunteer to be a Goslin. No, that's not nice. And Morty will volunteer to be my cousin, right? Morty will volunteer to be my cousin. Morty will volunteer to be my cousin. So if I tell 10 of you to all sign as Edim, and it's Gittin, you all have to sign together, and someone will say, hold on, I'm not signing with Morty. Morty's a cousin, and therefore it'll never really happen that it'll be a Michshol. But in Shar Shtaros, I tell you all to sign Mishum Edim. You don't all necessarily know each other so well. You all go your separate ways. My executive assistant goes around to each of your offices and signs you up separately. And therefore, the Mishum might happen that you'll end up signing together with Morty Mishum Edim because you're not on top of it because you're not together. So that's a very, very technical reason how he makes an excuse to get in Shar Shtaros. Because he has to take Shar Shtaros literally, right? He takes Shar Shtaros literally. Basically, everyone but Rashi says, everyone else says, Shar Shtaros means Shar Shtaros. Shtaros the Alma. Because, right, why not?
Kevan de'ein chosmen ela zeh difnei zeh hakrovim yakpidu velo yachtu.
The krovim, not the krovim, the ksherim I meant.
Since they only sign together, haksherim lo yaskimu lachtom im hapasol.
Okay.
The apostles are straight people. They say, oh, I can't sign.
Okay, maybe, you know.
But they don't know who's signing. They signed further.
No, but in get there all together, so they do know. Yeah. That's the point.
No, I get them, but like Shash Doros, I mean, why are the Shomrei Hasaf the Eidim? It's the Beis Din that should be concerned about this, not the Eidim.
No, there is no Beis Din in Shar Shtaros until you sue 2 years later. Beis Din doesn't execute the Shtar.
So then nobody's supervising this. Anybody can sign. I mean, nobody told the Eidim he has to be concerned about this.
So the Ritva is making a big assumption here, meaning the Ritva is making a lot of assumptions here. A, he's saying, zero atu kulcha mishum Eidim. Who says how common kulcha mishum Eidim is, right? Big assumption. B, meaning, why would anyone ever say kulcha mishum Eidim? B, he's making a lot of assumptions to justify Shar Shtaros, right? Because basically, what do they have in common here? There's no real difference in Gittin and Shar Shtaros. So Rashi says Shar Shtaros means everything, not other Shtaros. Right, it doesn't say Shar Shtaros. The Alma means everything, not other Shtaros. And the Ritva, you're right, he has to go like this to try to figure out how, of course it's possible to Ikaron, Bein Begittin, Bein Beshar Shtaros, right? But in Gittin, there's Shomayas, and the gatekeepers, the other Eidim, will know not to sign with these Eidim, making a lot of assumptions about sociology. Okay, what do you do when someone makes assumptions? Say he made assumptions. Okay, bedocha. If you want to say it's bedocha, it's bedocha. It's possible, right? That's the thing with sociological assumptions. They're all possible. Some are more convincing than others. Okay, so far is the, basically, no one wants to really make much of a difference in Gittin and Shar Shtaros here. Already, the Ramban is second opinion, and the Rambam start to take this seriously and differentiate between Gittin and other Shtaros. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban takes a kipshuto. He means, no, ki agavna, kulchem and kulchem, right? He says it's really the same case. Same case, but there's a difference, right? He says, no, the same case in Gittin is kosher b'ikaron. He takes a kipshuto. And the same case in Shar Shtaros is pasul b'ikaron, right? He really has to find a lumdish difference in Gittin and Shar Shtaros. What is the difference, according to the Ramban, between Gittin and Shar Shtaros? The difference is, keep in mind, if we all remember Maseches Makos, right? In the sugya of Nimtza Echad v'Karu pasul, how do you know if you have a lot of Eidim? Nothing with Shtaros, right? There are no Shtaros in Maseches Makos. Right? It's just Eidim coming, like physical, real people showing up in court. What do you have to ask them? You have to ask them, what was your intention? Right? If 12 people come to court, and 11 of them witnessed the murder, and the 12th also witnessed the murder, but he was the brother-in-law, and the brother-in-law, okay, it's a tremendous nachlokes shana there, let's just take Maravi. The brother-in-law says, oh, my intention is not to testify. I'm just coming as a relative to see the trial. Like, I happened to see it, but I wasn't trying to testify. Then it's fine. That's not Nimtza Echad v'Karu Pasul. They're not Mitzurif. If you ask them, and the 12 of them say, yeah, we intended to testify together. We figure 12 is a really strong testimony. Then Nimtza Echad v'Karu Pasul, it's a problem. Right? Okay. There's a lot of middle ground, which is my cloaks we're showing in there. So, the Ramban says, what about this case? What was their intention? Was their intention to testify together or not? Right? We're not talking about Meluv B'Krovim. The whole point, Meluv B'Krovim is Avada Kosher. Meluv B'Krovim it's Mochach, their intention wasn't to testify. You had the Edom sign, there was blank space. Blank space is a technical problem. You found two brothers-in-law to fill in the blank space. Their intention was to fill in the blank space, not to sign. Right? Clearly. Their clearly intention was not to sign together and be mitzuref to one kat Edom. What about in this case? What was their intention? So says the Ramban, min hastam, interestingly, the intention of stam Edom, who are not all big lamdanim, is to sign together l'shem Edos. The intention of Stam Edom is L'shem Edos. If I tell people to sign, their intention is L'shem Edos. However, since we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the intention of the Bailim, of the Machtim, of the Baldovar, is Shnai Mishum Edom, V'Hashar Mishum Tnai. So who do we follow? Do we follow the intention of the Edom, or do we follow the intention of the Baldovar? Here, this is an interesting question. Do we follow the intention of the Edom or the Baldovar, right? This comes up. Where does this come up? For example, in every wedding, right? Who gets to decide if it's a problem Nitzach Minkar Rapasel? So, without getting into the question that it's not so clear there's a problem Nitzach Minkar Rapasel by Edom, by weddings, because they never testify. They're just Edos Lakiyim Adavar. They're just present, right? So, but the Ritva nonetheless famously holds, even though they're not testifying, they're just present, they're still Edos. Right? So, I mean, it's not connected to some Bezdin dummy if two guys stand under a chuppah and are eating Kiddushin, right? Until they come to Bezdin. But nonetheless, it's still a problem into a chuppah puzzle. So what do we do in every chasana, or at least every chasana that I've been at? We have the chasan declare who is and isn't allowed to be an aid. Right? I'm appointing these people as aidin, perhaps to exclude others, whatever the case may be. What? So my minigs from inside the condition is that I have the chassan appoint these two as edim to the exclusion of all krovim upsulim. Because you get burned when you have him appoint these two as edim to the exclusion of all others.
That's what Rav said, I think.
He said all others?
I think so.
Okay, then you get burned. What if one of the two edim kedushin turns out to have been puzzled by mistake? Mistakes happen. Then he excluded all others, maybe a problem, so okay. The more up-to-date yeshiva shachomra, you know, the chomra is always mitkadmim, is to say the exclusion of krovim upsulim. The old-fashioned way is just I appoint these two edim. Not necessarily exclude all others, just that these edim should be separate from all others. And maybe that's good enough. It doesn't have to exclude the rest, he just has to make these two edim a separate group from the rest. Okay, whatever the case may be, we're not getting into halacha l'maisa now, whatever the case may be, here we're assuming the chassan has the right, and what if a guy stands there who's a big goslin and has intention to be made, or the amoratzistic brother-in-law has intention to be made, then it doesn't hurt anyone because the chassan excluded them. At least that's one way of understanding what goes on. It could also be the chassan is telling the Aiden to have in mind to include others. Okay, but lemaisa, perhaps who has the right to say what you're doing with shame? Do I decide? In what category I'm signing? Do I decide the shame what I'm signing? Or does the Baldover decide the shame what I'm signing? Here the Raman says there's a difference in Gittin and Shar Shtaros. There's a difference in Gittin and Shar Shtaros. The Ran, by the way, says the same thing. I should point out. Okay, now why is there a difference in Gittin and Shar Shtaros? Here, the way the Ramban focuses on one particular point, which is that, now it depends what you mean by Gittin and what you mean by Shar Shtaros, right? So the Ramban focused on one particular point, which is that in Gittin, lo ra'u shum davar, right? The Edom who signed on a get did not see anything, meaning they didn't see the husband divorce his wife. The husband is thinking about divorcing his wife and has them sign a get. By definition, the Edom who signed on a get cannot have seen the gerushin, because they need to sign before he gives her. He needs to give her an eight chasum. According to Rav Meir, she's only divorced if he gives her a get chasum. And even according to Rav Elazar, Tikkun Olam, he needs to give her a get chasum. To Mekayim the Tekana Dorban and Tikkun Olam. So what does he say? He says, Ein eight chasim aron beget klum, el baal hu sha'omer lehem lachtom. Chi chatmi adaiti de baal chatmi. The eight of get are signing al das habal. They're signing al das habal.
That's an old story to
you. Hold that thought. They're signing al das habal because they didn't see anything. They are just doing what he said. As opposed to shar shtaros, abo b'shtaros b'chamisha sheba'u lachtom shtar edos zebifnei zebif chasmut chila krogmo psulma shtar pasol d'domo d'armin the mesad asina But in other shtaros, with five people come to sign a shtar edos together, and first the krovim sign, then it's really as if they're declaring that their intention is for edos, and it is pasul. So it seems to be in the Ramban that the difference here, I'm not sure it's yet versus shtaros di alma, it seems to be a shtar where they're signing based on you saying you want to do something in the future, versus a shtar where they're signing edos that they already saw. That seems to you, his lashon is shtar edos. So, meaning, the Gemara would be fine if get is lav dafka. But what he means is that gittin equals lo ra'u klum v'chosmim bitzivoy al davar. Then, chosmim al pi da'as bal dover. And then they are mishum t'nai, because the bal dover intends them to be a t'nai. However, shtaros di alma equals ro'u edus v'achar kach chos mimalav. Right? It sounds like here is more of like a normal type of edus, right? They already saw edus, and now they're signing on the edus, in which case they are chos min al das atzman, they're signing by themselves. Al das atzman, ve machshivim es atzmam keedim, because they saw, and therefore they're only shum edus. The problem is that cargo apostle. So here he says the difference is it al das habal, and al das habal you could have seen a different way, or al das atzman. When it's Aldas Abal, Rabbi Yochanan says the Baal means Tanai. When it's Aldas Atman, they're signing as Edus. How do we know when they're signing which? When they actually saw it, now they're signing as independent Edim. When they didn't see anything, all they know is that the Baal wants them to sign, then they're signing Aldas Habal. That's the Ramban's Chiluk here. Meaning, remember our whole discussion, to what extent is Shtaros more like Edus Bechsav, or is it some unique form of Das Mischai, which has nothing to do with regular Edus? The Ramban is saying, like, there are two kinds of shtaros. There are some shtaros which are more like edus b'chsav. He admits you need das and mischayev to authorize them, but they're more like edus b'chsav. After all, they saw something, and now they're testifying on it. There are other shtaros that they didn't see anything, are really just an expression of das and mischayev purely. One thing which is not clear to me in the Ramban is this, which I wish was clear to me. The Ramban and Ramban both say this, neither of the Losh makes it clear, is the difference here a psychological difference in how the edim think, or a fundamental lundish difference in Sveidinim and Shtaros? Meaning, is it that? No. There's only one halachic idea of Shtar. However, from the Edom perspective, they look at this as we're just doing this guy a favor, and they look at this as we're testifying. It doesn't have to be a lundish difference, but from their perspective, if a transaction already happened and they sign, they view themselves as testifying. If the Baal says, sign this for me because I'll need it, then they view themselves as just, you know, working with the Baal. Or is this a lundish difference of no, there's Tzvedinim and Shtaros. All Shtaros, according to Ramban, not necessarily according to all Rishonim, Nidas HaMeschayev, but there are two different kinds of Shtaros. There are Shtaros which are regular Eidos, which need authorization of Das HaMeschayev, and there are Shtaros which are not regular Eidos and are mere expressions of Das HaMeschayev. I don't know which way, obviously, you're always tempted to make it a Lubdish Tiluk, but he didn't necessarily say as much. So Yesh Lestapik in the Ramban, in the Rambam, you know what the truth is in the Rambam? Also Yesh Lestapik. But Yesh Lestapik in the Ramban, is this a psychological chiluk? So three.
No, you were planning in the Sefer. I mean, when you're in Hilchos Shtaros and Hilchos Edus, he seems to incite that the Ramban makes no distinction in principle between Shtari Raya and Shtari.
Correct. Opinion. Correct. Here, so just. Correct. Here is psychologically Edim view themselves, their role as helping the Baal Dover. Well, here, psychologically, Edim view their role as regular Edus. Okay, but it could just be a psychological difference, because after all, he's really coming down to L'shem Ma Chasmu. right? Or no, there are Beis Dinim in Shtaros. This is a regular Eidos, which is allowed Bichsav, because the Das HaMeschayev authorized it. Meaning the Tzad of the Chakira that, yeah, you need authorization, Das HaMeschayev, but it's a regular Eidos Bichsav. While this type of Eidos is not regular Eidos at all. After all, they didn't see anything, but merely, or rather not merely, but a special Hefta Shel Shtar, which is created by Das HaMeschayev. And the Eidim are merely just helping the Das HaMeschayev create this unique Hefta Shel Shtar. So I don't know whether the Ramban is Lomdush or whether he is psychological.
And it has nothing to do with Kitim and Shtare Mammon or with Shtar Kinyan or Shtar Raya. It has to do with at what stage did the Eidim start?
Correct. What it seems to be for the Ramban is that it's not about Kinyan versus Raya or Gittin versus Mammonos, even though I'd love to say otherwise, but I'm not going to because it doesn't seem to fit in his words, but really whether it's beforehand or afterwards. Mm-hmm. Correct. Sounds like if there are Tzvei Dinim, it's beforehand or afterwards. Lifnei Maisa or L'acher Maisa. Correct. I agree. Here, of course, we have the Rambam. The Rambam has the most famous formulation here. Says the Rambam, let's get some background in the Rambam. What is the halacha of Sha'ar Shtoros in the Rambam? Right? We know what the Rambam thinks the rule of Sha'ar Shtoros is because he has a Hilchas Eidos. Where he tells us the rule of Sha'ar Shtoros, and we'll see in what way it's different than Gittin. What are the Rambam saying Sha'ar Shtoros? Shtar Shayu Eidim Ruben and Tzechim and Korbo Pasol. Oshvayim Shtayim Krobim Zelazeh. Right? That they're related to each other just as bad. Vari Eidim Kayam Kvei Lishol Osam. They're not around to ask them, meaning what do we ask them? We ask them, what was your Kavana? So what if they're not around? Im Yeshay Des Brewer Shekolim Yashvu Lachtom, Shere Niskam Del Hoyed, Harei Zeh, Batal Vim Latzkai Medes Bishtar, Vlom Mekai Medes Bishtar, Bishar Shari Efshar Shekhoz Makshir Venichom Makum Lagal Lachtom, Vazar Korvo Pasmo Chosom Shlomi Daitam. What is the Rambam say? That it depends on what they say. If they said they intended to sign together, then, meaning for the Rambam, it's Lachor only possible if they all intended to sign together. If they intended to sign together Lashem Eidos, then it's possible. If they say, no, what do you mean? We just left some space and these guys came and filled it in, then it is kosher, because they did not intend to be made together. And if we're not sure, then misafik, we are machshir. Okay, why are we machshir if we're not sure misafik? The very fundamental machlokas, which we already discussed a little. The Radvaz on the side of the Rambam says, you know why we're machshir if we're not sure misafik? Because nimtzeh mekor apostle is a din derabbanan in dini mavros. It's only deraisa and fashos. That's an assumption. And therefore, safik derabbanan lekula. While Tosos here says, and that's what Rav Chaim builds on, he says, why do we assume it's okay if we're not sure? And Tosfos answers, because Eidim Achsum no Shtar, we should have to use the Beis Din. Part of the magic of Shtar is that we assume that it is made on its own kashrus. Okay, so here, interestingly, the Rambam says, this is not going to be our main point, right? But this is a side point. Like, what if we don't know what their intention was? Everyone says it's okay. Why is it okay if we don't know the intention? Why don't we say, Safek HaMotz Mechor Elav Haraya? So the Radvaz says, because it's only sold to Rabbanan of Nimtzeh Mekor Pasul. And Tosfos, and this is the Rechaim, assumes the Rambam, says, because the special uniqueness of Shtar is that it's made on its own kashrus until proven otherwise. Okay, without getting to Rechaim right now. But what does the Rambam say clearly? If they all intended to sign together, then, right, not if we don't know, right? If we know they only meant for six guys to sign, then four guys came and signed unauthorized or surprisingly, then it's okay. If we don't know, we assume it's okay. But if we know that they all intended to sign, meaning, let's call it kulchem, right? Kulchem is they all intended to sign, right? If we know they intended to sign together, they sat down and signed together, then it is pasul shar shtaros. What about in Gittin? In Gittin, we know it's kosher, it's only exero. So the Rambam reads it kipshuto, right? He says, in a case of kulchem in get, it's kosher b'ikaron, But you have a gzera in a case where a kulam, what's his lashon? He doesn't use the word kulchem, but I think it's really close enough. I really think it's close enough. And here's where the Ram gets interesting. What's his lashon again in, I apologize, in Hilchos. Eidos, his lashon is, ready? Kulam yashvu lachtom. Kulam yashvu lachtom. That seems pretty close enough, right? Kulam yashvu lachtom. Then it is pasol bi'ikaron. Right? Kasher bi'ikaron. Aval gazru. Aval gazru. Now, for the Rambam, it makes perfect sense. He reads our Gemara kipshuto, as does the Rambam. The same exact case. I think it's the same case. You say kulchem, or say kulam yashvu lachtom. Right? It wasn't like a surprise if someone snuck in without permission. Right? Kulchem's not sneaking in without permission. Or miloy. They're both lechatchila, you intended all 10. Over here, it's kosher be'ikaron, but it's possible is zero. Why? Because in shar shtaros, it is possible be'ikaron. But the Rambam still has to explain, but why in our case is it kosher be'ikaron? And in that case, is it possible be'ikaron? And does the Rambam explain that? He does. What did the Rambam say by us? He says this exact case. He says if you say kulchem, then Amar lehem kulchem chasomu kulam chosvim ushnaim shechosvim tchilehim shav edim. The first two are mishav edim. Bashar Misham Tnai, and the rest are Misham Tnai. Right? The rest are Misham Tnai. Lefikach, Mhayu Ashar Psulim, O Chasu Zay Yom Zel Mach, Vili Yom Harriz, I get kosher. So it's okay if the other eat up Psulim, no problem. Meis Echemim, Kodim Chasimah, okay. Haya Echemi Shnai Rishon Apostle, what if one of the first two is Apostle? Harriz, I get Apostle, it's Apostle Durabanan. Shema Yomri, Apostle Kosher, Be'ed Ashar Shars, Be'ed Ashar, Be'ed Ashar, Be'ed Maybe you'd think, again, not like Rashi, you ate him Rabin. If there's 10, you come to me Machshir and Shar. It should be okay. Why? Because the Kshirim are Rishon Eidus and the Psulim are Rishon Tanai. But you might come to be Machshir and Shar Shtaros. V'lo Shiru Beget Sheid Avram. What's the reason that there were Machshir Beget and not in Shtaros? Okay, the Beis Yosef has two opinions how to read this. Does he mean, what's the reason we're Machshir and Get Basof and Ba'emtza and not in Shtaros at all? Or what's the reason we would have been Machshir and Get Batchila Be'ikaron, but not at all? But I think we come down to the same. So, I mean, what's the reason that Be'ikaron it's Machshir and Get? It's only a Gzera Batchila. But in Shar Shtaros is Pasol. So he says, Ela Mipnei She'edei Mesira Hinker. Here, the Rambam says very Pashat. Why? Because Edei Mesira Hain Iker in Get. And as opposed to in Shars, what would you say? You would say Edei Chasima Hain Iker. The Rambam never says the word Eidei Chasima and Iker, but that's obviously the contrast, right? I mean, for the Rambam, there's a fundamental difference. See how fundamental in Get and Shar Shtaros. In Get, Eidei Mesira Iker. So therefore, it's okay. In our other Shtaros, Eidei Chasima are Iker. And therefore, it is different. It's Pasul B'Ikaron. While in Get, it's Kasher B'Ikaron. Now, we just have to figure out, so what? I mean, Nimsa Echmeim Karbu Pasul is Nimsa Echmeim Karbu Pasul. What's the difference of Eidei Mesira Iker or Eidei Chasima Iker? The Kesef Mishnah, give me a second, in Hilchos Eidos.
Before you get to that, what's the Rambam calling Yashvu Lachtom? So he doesn't consider the possibility that they may have been Kotev, the Tnai, and not a Zegin? In other words, there are more than
that's okay, that's exactly what everyone tries to figure out. Why, basically, why, what it sort of sounds like, or, you know what, give me a second, I'll come back to that. Says the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Eidos, but I'm not sure what he means. If you're sure what he means, now's your chance to tell me, as soon as I finish reading this sentence. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? He says, Mishun debegitin ikar davar b'hame edim esira, sha'afilu chosam b'enim tzarech litlin lo b'fnei edim. How does he read Edim Mesira Heim Iker? You always have to have Edim Mesira. Remember the Rambam Shita? That Lechatchila? You always need Edim Mesira by Gittin. There's no such Shita by Shtaros. You always need Edim Mesira. So he's reading Edim Mesira Heim Iker as practically there are Edim Mesira. Came at the Ike Edim Mesira. Lo Nachash Le Edim Chasima. Once there are Edim Mesira, who cares about Edim Chasima? not so worried about Eidim Chasima. Now, I'm not quite sure exactly what I meant by what he meant by this. What do you mean, because they're Eidim Esira, we don't worry about Eidim Chasima? He didn't explain himself. What do you mean? The Rambam says why we don't worry about Eidim Chasima and Gittin, because it's Mishum Tanai. What does that have to do with because they're Eidim Esira? So I don't fully understand what he meant here. It sounds like he's saying something very logical. Ah, the difference is, in regular Shtaros, you never give in front of Eidim Esira. Minastam, you're giving him Beino Leveino. And therefore, you really need the Eidim Chasima to have a high standard. And Gittin, you always give in front of Eidim Esira, so the Eidim Chasima are no big deal. But it's a little funny. That's not why the Rambam says it's okay here. He didn't say the Eidim Chasima are no big deal. As a matter of fact, generally, if the Eidim Chasima are possible, what do we call that? Mezayif Mitocha, right? It is a big deal. The Rambam says, it's Mishum Tanai. So I don't fully understand. The Eiv is pointing to the Raivit. Let's point to the Raivit. Says the Raivit, Hilas Gerushin. What did he just point out? The Rambam says why it's okay here, because it's Mishum Tanai. Obviously, if it's not okay in Shar Shtaros, what must be? It must be that it is somehow Mishum Eidos. Why over here is it Mishum Tanai? And over there, is it Mishum Eidos? Well, says the Raivit. Maybe what the Rama means, Shar Shtaros and Yomer Eidim Ram Kulchem Soma Fila Echman Pasla Kol Batal, Shain Omer Shari Duish Shar Bishop Tanai, Shain said Domal Luba Krovim, Hovel Zimanus Kulm the Eidos, Yashas upon him. Says the Ravid, you know what the difference might be? The difference is that Stam Kulchem and Gittin is Mishum Tanai, and Stam Kulchem and Shar Shtaros Mishum Eidos. Okay, then we understand the difference. Here's Mishum Tanai, there's Mishum Eidos. Mishum Eidos is a problem if you said Kulchem. Not if people snuck in later without permission. But if you said Kulchem, it's Mishum. Of course, the question is, what does that have to do with Eidim Asira being Iker? Right? I mean, Eid says the Raiv is onto something. L'chore, here's Mishum Tanai, there's Mishum Eidim. What does that have to do with Eidim Asira being Iker? So, says the Magid Mishnah, give me a second. That's what the Rambam meant. First shot that I can make sense of in the Rambam is, says the Magid Mishnah, that is exactly what the Rambam meant, says the Magid Mishnah here. One second. It's very small. Mikana talamed shekavanus reinu kanu mashakasav arayv itzal basagos. That's what the Rambam meant. V'chein kasav sham, etc., etc. The fisha ikra get a beidim masira filo chasav beidim tzarchlin with the edim mashen came b'shar shdaros. Okay. So what does he say? He says that the Now, I think the pashup shot of what he's saying is, give me a second, Morty, I apologize. He says, "Vaday shdu kavanas rabenu v'u perish masha nizgar kan," etc. He says, why do we say then get nashar shtaros? Because you're giving to her in front of Edim anyway. And if you're giving to her in front of Edim anyway, then minastam you mean tonight. So it could be it's just an umdra. What is this? So what? Right? So one derech is the Magid Mishnah. Says the Magid Mishnah, Kevan dinosein la bifnei edim, and that's the ikar, mistama kavanaso Chasima Litznai, or came into Eidim Chasima Iker. What is Eidim Chasima Iker? He knows the Iker he's going to give in front of Eidim, so why is he having so many Eidim sign this if that's not the important part? Mistama is just a Tznai. What does he mean a Tznai? He wants to embarrass her, he wants to drag it out, etc. Right?
That's what Rashi says. He's explaining why has Tznai over here. Exactly what Rashi says.
Okay, meaning, if not for the Rambam, what could you have said? Over here it's Mishum Tznai because he wants to embarrass her by having a lot of people see her get divorced. You know, by dragging out the divorce process in public. In Shar Shtaros, no one wants to embarrass anyone. You can't say that in the Rambam, because that has nothing to do with the Eidim Asira Iker, right? So, therefore, if not for the Rambam, you could have said, you know what the difference is? Here it's Mishum Tanai, because no one wants to embarrass her. In business dealings, no one wants to embarrass anyone. People want efficiency, right? That's not Mishum Tanai, right? You have to tie it into Eidim Chasima Iker.
That's the Raivet.
That could be the Raivet himself. You're right. Meaning, Yesh Lomer Lo Raivet, fair enough. What are you going to say for the Raivet? Why did we use up so much of our space? What can you say for the Ravid? Ulai Ravid. Maybe he'll say it's the same case. Same, right? Begitin Stam Kulchem is Mishum Tnai Shahare Rotze Levaisha. But Bishtari Mamon Stam Kulchem Mishum Edem Dilo Shayach Lo Shayach Kavana Levayish. No one wants to embarrass someone by having a lot of people sign a loan document. It might be embarrassing to have a lot of people sign a loan document, but that's not what anyone would do in that circumstance. A guy divorces his wife, he's really mad at her. Okay, you can say that in the Rivet. But maybe that makes the most sense in the Rivet. You're right. What the Magmish is doing is trying to put them to the Rambam, so he says, Kavan, the Ain Ede Mesira, Mistama, Kavanaso, Bachasima, Mishom Edim. Okay, that is certainly possible. Okay, it's still a little funny. Why should, it's an assumption about people, right? In a get, I'm giving it to her in front of Edim. So I know the Edei Hasima are not really like what's going to prove she's divorced. So why would I want a lot of Edim there? Mistama just a Tznai. Well, by Shar Shtaris, I'm really relying on the Edei Hasima. So I might say I want a lot of them to make it really, really strong. And Mishum Edus. Could be. But obviously it's a big assumption in Omdina of people that that's what they mean. Maybe the Rav would have been better off without the Rama. That's what Morty's saying. But the Rama. Okay, the Nesiva says something else. The Nesiva says something very fancy. What does the Nesiva say that's very fancy? He says it's a question of Tzeirith. What is, this is a big mess in Maseches Makos, what is Mitzaref the Eden to be together, to be one cat, as the Lashon the Rishonim are going to use, and then Nitzach and Kerb Apostle would be Apostle, or maybe they're separate. So he says, here's the question, what is Mitzaref then? And he says, in 8 Gittin, Edim, Mesira, and Iker, your Moser b'fnei Edim. How do you know there was a Mesira? You know there's a Mesira because of Edim Mesira. What do the Edim Hasima prove? The Edim Hasima, let's put it this way. He says the Nesivos, Kevan de Nosein la b'fnei Edim, Edim Mesira me'idin al Hamasira. The Eide Masira are made on the Masira. So what are the Eide Chasima made? They're not made on the Masira. We have Eide Masira for that. What are the Eide Chasima made? They're made, to use his Lashon. Give me a second. Right? They're only meyed shenichta v'get b'tzivoy habal. Right? The eide chasima meiden rak shenichta v'get b'tzivoy habal. Therefore, what?
As a
so here's the Nesiva's assumption. That's if there aren't Edim Mesira. If there are Edim Mesira, then they don't need to. As opposed to Shar Shtaros, Kevan, the Eino no saying lo, Bifnei Edim, Ede Hasima, Srichim Lahaid. Gam al Hamasira. Of course, this is the idea of the Ran. What does the Ran say? If there's no Edim Masira, the Edim Hasira are made on the Masira. And here's when the Nesivos makes a sharp point, which, okay, maybe, assumption. He says, if they're made on the Mesira, then at what point are they made on the Mesira? They're made on the Mesira at the moment of the Mesira. At the moment of the Mesira, it's as if they all sat and were made on the Mesira together. Therefore, it's mitzarif them to one Haggadah. It's mitzarif them to one Haggadah. And therefore, kulam mitzurafim lehaggadah achas v'shah achas. After all, at the moment of Mesira, he's saying very literally this idea that they're made on the Mesira. They're all made on the Mesira at the moment of Mesira. So these 10 people, even though they might have gone home by now, at the moment of Mesira, they're all made together on the Mesira. Therefore, they're all together. If they're together, Nitzah, Evelyn, and Karo, Puzzle are Puzzle. As opposed to, in a case of Gittin, the Eidim Mesira made on the Mesira. The Eidim Hazim already finished what they did. And therefore, in this case, Biyachad. No, they weren't made biyachad. This one was made first, and this one was made second, and therefore he's not, and therefore, says the Nesivos, he's not worried about it. Let me read it again. In Shar Shoros, where you don't have Eidim Mesira, you need the Eidim Hasimim made on the Mesira. In Kei Meshas Mesira, he also Keshas for Eiv HaGadah. It's as if they did a Re'iva HaGadah in one moment of Mesira, and they were all together. That unites them together. Vabal Metzarfon B'Shas Mesira. They're Metzarf B'Shas Mesira. L'hachi Nesbat L'ha, and there's Yeshmi and Karo Pas, L'hachi Nesbat L'ha Eidos. However, when you have Gittin, where you have other Eidim on the Mesira, they don't need to be made on the Mesira. He says, Beget the Tzarek Eidim Mesira, Avshay Eidim Mesira, Lo Mitzdarf Lo Gadav Shas Mesira, Lo Mitzbat Lo Yitzak Sher, Jeis Eidim Mesira, Memeila Eidim Chasima, Ein Me Eidim on the Mesira, Rak Shenef Li Get Tzivim Ebal, Kemen Shechas Mok Sher, Kodim Apsulim, Neng Rey Tusam, Kodim Shechas Mok Psulim, Kasher. Okay, that's another assumption. He says, okay, the Krovim signed on their own, they are Kasher without the Psulim. What he's claiming is that there's no automatic Tzeruf in Gittin, because they don't need to be made on Mesira, so they don't need to be doing anything together. However, in Shar Shtaros, we're talking about Kulcha Mishum Tanai, right? In Gittin, they're Mishum Tanai, they're not doing anything together. However, in Shar Shtaros, they are automatically made together with Shas Mesira, and therefore they come together. Okay, this is based on a lot of assumptions. Why not just say, if they intend Mishum Tanai, they intend not to be made together in Shar Shtaros? This Nesivos is based on a lot of assumptions. It's very clever, but I'm not 100% convinced, and therefore I want to go on to something more radical.
Okay, I would like to say something more simple.
Of course.
Since for the Ram, the Eid Mesira are the Eidus, and the only reason you have Eid Hasima is because Tikkun HaOlam, then for Tikkun HaOlam, it's clear you only need two. There's no reason to sign more than two Eid Mesira. Therefore, the rest of the Eid they're naturally as a Tanai.
And as opposed to for a loan document.
There's no such thing as
Tikkun Olam. I'm not following you. Hold on. In Gittin, it's only for Tikkun Olam, so you could prove it later. As opposed to in loan documents, where it's not just for Tikkun Olam, it's be used to prove it later.
No, it's the fundamental signing, the fundamental status of the Shtar.
It's the creation of the shtar. The Eidei Hasima are creating the shtar, as opposed to over here, where the Eidei Hasima are only being used to prove it later. Since over here it's just taking all of them, and over there to make it a shtar.
They're only signed two as they did in the last tonight.
And over there,
as they did.
Because what? Well, because
you wanted 10 people to sign as Eidim.
But here I also wanted 10 people. You're saying psychologically, if it's creating the shtar, I'm more serious about making them Eidim than if it's just for Tikkun Olam. Okay, that's sounding very, very, very similar to the Magen Mishnah, right? That's basically the Magen Mishnah. Over here, here. They're not really creating the shtar. They're not, I have other ways of getting divorced. They're just an extra insurance policy. Therefore, I don't necessarily mean for the Edom over there. The Iker, I mean the Mishu Edom. Okay, possibly. But then you're basically back to the, Magid Mishnah. Okay, what I was thinking to say is something, if you want to, you could say what Abe said, but a little more fundamentally. Over there, when the Edei Hasima are creating the shtar, therefore they're automatically mitzurf. You know, like the Mitzivas is Lundus of Shas Ptira. When they create the shtar, that's an automatic tzeruf. Over here, when the Edei Hasima are creating the Girushin, and they're just for extra for extra backup, then you have in mind, it depends what you have in mind. I'm not sure that I love that either. I want to go with what I think the Rav, where I think the Rav is going. What do you mean, Eidim Esirahim Iker? Eidim Esirahim Iker when it comes to Gittin, right? It's a funny rule, Eidim Esirahim Iker. And the truth is, here I'm going to apologize because I'm really relying on the sugya that we haven't gotten to. And, you know, you might agree with me more or agree with me less. I think you'll agree with me more. When we get to Daf Chav Beis and the Beis. But it's an interesting question. Remember, there was a machlokes on Daf. Hey, Vav Amid Beis. Hilchasak Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Or Helpsik of Rolazar Bishtarmos, right? Post of made reference to that in Daftal of an Aleph. Zor says, Helpsik Vasa Begitin, and says, no, it's just I read Gitin, but really Allah was Afshar Shtarmos. But that's my cloak somewhere on Pink Vamon Days. Meaning, there is clearly a reason to differentiate in terms of Edom Asira between Gitin and Shar Shtarmos. Now, what would Rav Lichtenstein say here? He would say here, I'm going to, what would the Lichtenstein methodology be in general? The Gemara has a machlokas. Is Hilchasa Kip, Rabbi Elazar only in Gittin, or even in Shar Shtaros? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hilchasa Kip, Rabbi Elazar in Gittin. Here we say, Amar Deshmol, Amar Af Bishtaros. Okay, the Rav, etc., etc. The Shar Shtaros, yes, he did. And then we have other people also. Okay, Rav says only Gittin, Shmuel says Shar Shtaros. We paskin like Shmuel with Shar Shtaros. What would Lichtenstein do here? He'd say, first, let's figure out why Rav thought Gittin were different than Shar Shtaros. Then, let's figure out where did Chakiras always come from. Chakiras always come from good readings of the Gemara. Let's figure out why Rav says only Gittin, not Shar Shtaros. Then, when Shmuel says Shar Shtaros, is he rejecting Rav's Svara entirely? Or is he adapting, accepting Rav's Svara, but nonetheless applying Rulazar to Shar Shtaros? So, let me ask you a simple question. Why would we only pass like Rav Elazar Begitin and not Bishar Shtaros? Why only Begitin and not Bishar Shtaros? Why would that be? Why would we pass like Rav Elazar Begitin and not Bishar Shtaros?
Because the Mesir is not important in Shar Shtaros.
The Mesir is not important?
No.
Yeah, okay, the Mesir is not important, but then you're begging the question, why is the Mesir not important in Shar Shtaros and important in Gittin? I mean, you're right. This is all conversation. What? So already we see the Nesina is much more important in Gittin. In Shar Shtaros L'chora, there's no mice in Nesina. It's just like having a star, although that's all assumptions, depending on what you mean by Shar Shtaros, etc. Okay, now it asks, okay, so why is that? Why is the Nesina so central in Gittin and not in Shar Shtaros? So what? What? So the Chalos get. So what would I say? I think we're all like trying to get to this point. In Shar Shtaros means the Nimamanos, right? Now, okay, I know I might be against Sefer Chinuch here. In Shar Shtaros, the main point of a shtar is to establish proof to use in court later, right?
It's
Shtari Raya, and it could be even in Shar Shtaros of Shtari Kinyan, if we assume Shtari Kinyan or Bechal, the Machlokas, or Mayan, or Lazar. Either Shtari Kinyan really only needs signature for Raya, or still they're only Kone because of the Raya Shabbat. They're only Kohanim because of the Raya Shiva. How do we know that the king is Shtar by Karka? Mm-hmm. Oh, V'chson Basev Rachason V'ha'ed Eidim, meaning it's all about the proof. In Gittin, where in the Pasuk of Gittin does it talk a lot about proving it and having proofs in court? What does it say? Yayam Los Sachem Be'enav Kimatz Be'erves Davar, right? V'chasel L'Sefer Krisos V'nasim B'yadav V'shel Chami Be'esel. Could say, no, this is about Vanasim B'yadav V'shel Chami Be'esel. It's about a certain communication and breakdown of the relationship between the husband and the wife. It just has to be very, very clear. Meaning, every time a husband and wife get into a fight, you know, we can't say now it's changing their marital status. And you know what? Even every time, we should try to avoid this. But they get some couples get into a big fight and say, that's it, I'm suing for divorce. That's it, I hate you, I never want to marry you for the rest of my life. You know what? Okay, we should avoid that. But some people, you know, they fly off the handle, they speak, they're not careful with their language, etc. Okay, if he writes her a Sefer Krisos and puts it in her hand, you know, maybe even if he writes her a Sefer Krisos and doesn't put it into her hand, if he writes a Sefer Krisos and puts it into her hand, that's really a way of communicating the breakdown of this relationship in a very, very clear fashion. Now, to say the least, right? Right? She might start to get the subtle hint that he's not as interested in her as he once was. But not everyone gets hints. That's something more discussed. That's Michal Chamina Chazeres. Okay, but normal people would get the hint at that point. I understand. However, now, what are we saying? You could say, you don't have to say any of this, right? You could say, what's going on in Rav, who says, Begitin Globus, he says, forgetten, okay, Eidos Lakim Adavar, you know, forgetten, Eidim Asira are fine, any type of Eidim are fine for forgetten. That's really just, you know, like under the chuppah, you need Eidim to be present to make this, to take this, this seriously, you know, to make sure that we really know what we're talking about, to make sure that we're not joking around. But it's not about putting a proof in your pocket. It's not about you having, you know, you coming to court later. However, in other shtaros about coming to court later, for that, you need a Eide Chasima. We paskin, Hilchot Arulaz or Begitin, Ubishar Shtaros. That's very clear in the Rambam. And then the question becomes, and again, we'll revisit this Nachav Beis, but I think it's really time. The question becomes, what do we mean Hilchot Arulaz or Begitin and Bishar Shtaros? Do we mean Gittin and Shtar Shtaros are both the same? I know the psukim sound a little different. One pasuk sounds like the kusel of sefer krisos v'nasim b'yadav v'shel chami beiso about you know, they break down the relationship. And one pasuk sounds like uchsov b'sefer v'chasom v'ha'id edim and unisatim v'kli cheres l'man yamdu yamim rabim, all about, you know, your lawyers being satisfied that you're going to be in a good position in court in 10 years from now. Or 70 years from now, you know, as the case originally was. Okay, you could say, no, they're both exactly the same thing. All shtaros are exactly the same thing. A shtar is a shtar. After all, Hilchos Arulaz are begit af b'shtaros. Or perhaps you could say, right, you could say, no. Even, meaning, Shmuel could say, Rav is totally wrong. Here, yeah, you're going to have to get the board, I'm sorry. Rav apparently thinks Gittin is fundamentally different than Shtaros. Rav differentiates Gittin from Shtaros. And Shmuel thinks Gittin are the same as Shtaros. Or you could say Shmuel also admits that Gittin are different from Shtaros. Right? Who learned Baruch Lechtzin? Right? This is how Baruch Lechtzin will learn the Sugya. Shmuel also admits Gittin are different from Shtaros. But nonetheless, Hilchos Arulaz are Lazar. So what did we say here? Sorry, that's not the eraser. We're saying here that if you had Rav, if you had, you know, here we have Rav says, Gittin are, you know, Shani B'Ikaron, Mishtaros. And the truth is, you could go by this whole board and say it over a little differently, depending on what you call Gittin, what you call Sharshtaros, you know, whether. Yeah, but I'm going to call everything else Sharshtaros for the sake of argument right now. And therefore, in Gittin, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. And in Shtaros, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. What about Shmuel?
Shmuel could go two ways. You could say, no. Gittin shavim bi'ikaron lishtaros. Therefore, gittin is like Rabbi Elazar. And shtaros is like Rabbi Elazar. Okay, what we have to fill in for the Elazar story, we already discussed in earlier in the year. Or you could say, no. Gittin shani bi'ikaron mishtaros. But the afilu hachi, the afal pikein hilchasa kerubilazer af bishtaros. Meaning, let me illustrate this a little differently. Isaac, you didn't do your job, I see. Don't think I'm letting you go on so easily. Gittin is like Rebelazar, and shtaros are like Rebelazar, but not because they're the same thing. They're two different kinds of hilchazak Rebelazar. That's the hakira. We hold like Shmuel. Well, we hold like Shmuel. Do we hold like Shmuel because it's all the same thing? And Rav thinks they're different, but Shmuel thinks they're the same. Or do we hold like Shmuel because, or do we hold like Shmuel because they're different, but nonetheless, hilchazak Rabbi Elazar. But maybe they're two different versions of Rabbi Elazar. What I am going to claim, the Rav basically claims this, is that we paskin shtaros are different than gittin, and hilchazak Rabbi Elazar be gittin va'af v'shtaros, but not in the same way. And if I were to ask you, perhaps, to formulate a nice catchphrase, a mantra, to illustrate how we can have two different ways of passing like Rabbi Elazar, what might you say? What phrase might you coin? To say, yeah, Hilchos like Rabbi Elazar, what am I basically claiming? Hilchos like Rabbi Elazar and Gittin because fundamentally Rabbi Elazar fits Gittin because Get is not really about lawyers and not really about the proof and it's really just about doing something serious and sending serious communication and you need to have witnesses there. Hilchos like Rabbi Elazar, but Shtaros, even though Shtaros are very different. Shtaros are all about proofs of the lawyers, but nonetheless, Rabbi Elazar is good enough. How might you invent a phrase to express that difference if you wanted to, theoretically, whether or not your name happened to be Moses ben Maimon? You might say, Hilchazak Rabbi Elazar begitten and Hilchazak Rabbi Elazar b'shtaros. But Hilchazak Rabbi Elazar begitten and Eidim Esira Iker. Hilchazak Rabbi Elazar b'shtaros, but it's not Iker. Right? Now, if I'd invented that phrase, you would say you're being too machadish. You have no right to make up such things. But that's basically what the Rambam says. What are you basically saying? Hilchazak Rabbi Elazar the Eide Mesira Iker. And Shtaros Hilchazak Rabbi Elazar, but Eide Chasima Iker. I understand the Rambam says half of this phrase, but Maslami is implying the other half. Meaning, what does the Rambam mean by Eide Mesira Iker? Maybe it means there's a fundamental difference between Gittin and Shtaros. In Gittin, Eide Mesira Iker. Bedi Eved Eide Chasima can substitute for Eide Mesira. In Shar Shtaros, Eide Chasima Iker, Ksov Basefer Vachasom Vahayid Eidim. But B'di'eved, Eidim Esira can sneak in and also count. Right? It doesn't have to be the same. This is a tremendous Chiddush. But basically, the Rambam all over it, Eide Chasima Iker. And no one's exactly sure what he means. Does he just mean that it happens to be a practice that we like to have Eidim Esira because we're not really sure why, and therefore that creates a lot of technical umdanas of changing what people think? Or does he mean something fundamental? And I think Pshat in the Rambam, when he keeps saying Eide Mesira Iker, he doesn't mean you usually have Eide Mesira and therefore you cheshbon a few umdanas differently. I think he means there are two different versions of Rabbi Elazar. Again, if not for Rav and Shmuel, the Rambam and I wouldn't have had the chutzpah to say this. Say, well, anyway, Elazar and Meir. But once Rav already tells us Gittin are different than Shtaros, is it so crazy that Shmuel agrees? It's a chiddush that Shmuel agrees, because Shmuel says halacha ach b'shtaros. But it's not so crazy. He's really agreeing with Rav. Hilchsach be'ikr k'rebi Elazar be'gittin, and not be'ikr k'rebi Elazar b'shtaros. But nonetheless, hilchsach k'rebi Elazar b'shtaros. Here, Eidei Mesira Iker, but Bidi Eved, you know, Bidi Eved, you know, kosher al yedei Eidei Chasima. Over here, Eidei Chasima Iker,
But Bindi Eved Kosher Al Yaday Eidim Mesira. Yes, Eidim Mesira Karsi, but two totally different ways. Now, am I making this up or not? First of all, the Rambam has a phrase of Iker. Second of all, talk about Lechachilu B'Yev. Remember our big mystery in the Rambam? What did the Rambam and the Rif hold? That in Gittin, you couldn't only use Eidim Mesira without Eidim Chasima, because of Tikkun Olam. Right? I mean, why do you also need Eidim Chasima? Oh, that's a Tikkun Olam. That's a side point. He also is Machadish. You can't only use Eidim Chasima. You need Eidim Mesira. Why do you Lechachilu need Eidim Mesira? The Rambam said, Her Aleph of Hilchos Gittin, we all remember. I don't even have to read it to you. Because it's an interesting question. Why? What did some of the Achronim want to say? Ah, because in case you lose the get, you'll at least have Eidim Mesira. Not what the Rambam says. What the Rambam says is, give me a second. He says, why? Ikar agirisin be'edim esira. Because the ikar is be'edim esira, you need it l'chathila. Meaning, A, what am I writing for the Rambam? One, the phrase. Two, the Rambam ties into the phrase. Two, here the Rambam says that chayav limsor bifnei eidei mesira, and only bidi eved it's kosher without, while in Hilchos Shtaros, he never says anything of the sort. In Hilchos Malve Velove, if you read it, it sounds so, if you read it, it sounds so different. Let me read you the Rambam Girishin. Says the Rambam Girishin. You ready? How do you know you have to give it bifnei eidim? Because it says, etc., etc., etc. Etc. But if you have eidei chasima, then it's okay. And it's the takana sacham dev eidei chasima. But you still have to give it no slow bifnei shnayim. Why? Because it's ikar. The Rambam's very clear. The definition is eidei mesira. Right? Meaning, it's just the chayilim, and also the language. The language is minayin sheyitein la bifnei eidim, etc., etc. And also, there's such thing as chasima. Right? We can contrast that with Hilchos Malva Velova. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Malva Velova? No one's allowed to leave till we finish this thought. What does he say here? He says, Hamavos chayav bifnei eidim, that's called a milva alpeh. Fine. Haval hamavos chayav b'shtar, tzorech lefor b'eidim, etc., etc. If you're malva b'shtar, tzorech lefor b'eidim, etc. Lo v'shakasav shtar b'sav yodim heid bo... Okay, but lo v'shakasav shtar b'sav yodim heid bo eidim nosal ha-reiz ha-shtar kosher, chen ha-kasav shtar b'she'in bo eidim. It's also a milva b'shtar. Right? Clearly, it's very different. A shtar has eidim, and if you have eidim asira, it's also a milva b'shtar. Right? There's no chiyuv lechatchila of eidim asira. And just what's the language? You might say, okay, there's no chiyuv lechatchila anything. No one has to write business documents. The language is that there's chasima. V'em nasan bifnei eidim hareze milva b'shtar. It also counts as milva b'shtar if you're most bifnei eidim. And I'm claiming the Rambam passing like Rebbe Elazar in both, but two totally different orientations. One is b'ikar like Rebbe Elazar. The Torah says that eidim asira, but you should know eidim chasima can be relied on b'dieved as a substitute. The other is ashtar is ashtar v'chasam v'eidim. But you should know, if you give it in front of Eidim Mesira, it also counts. And, where's a concrete nafkamina? How about if you give it in front of Eidim Mesira, but it's yochol lehizdayif? Meaning, it's erasable, an erasable pen. You can erase it and rewrite it. Says the Rambam Hilchos Girishin, very, very explicitly, that if, didn't I put this, like, halacha perek dalet of Hilchos Girishin on the Makoros? What did the Rambam say very explicitly? He says, the kosher al davar sheyachol is dayif u'shiyin and lo be'edim mesira. You're allowed to use a yachol davar yachol is dayif, erasable pen or erasable paper, as long as you get in front of edim mesira. There's no problem. The edim mesira will testify, right? No problem. Yachol is dayif is no problem if you have edim mesira. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Malfa Velova? And this is the Gemara Daf Chav Beis. He didn't make this up. It's a Machlokas Amoraim. Listen, im kosav sharf v'she'im bo'idim v'nosno l'mal v'nei edim, hariza milva b'shtar, v'hu she'yaksav she'in yochel is dayif. Only if it's in yochel is dayif. Meaning, edim isir are good in get, even if it's yochel is dayif. The edim isir are only good in shtaros, if it's einu yochel is dayif. That is an amazing difference, says the Rambam, that even the chatchila, kosven, lechatchila, he doesn't say b'dievin, Kosvin al gabe dover she yochol li his dayif, or with a his dayif, v'no saying bifne ede mesira, says the Rambam by shtaros, no, kosher al yede ede mesira, rak im eino yochol li his dayif. What is the reason for that? What I'm claiming is the reason for that is the Rambam says there's two totally different natures to these different shtaros. Get is about sending a message, and I'll add one other thing. How do we know a shtar needs edim? That's a stupid question. What's the point of a shtar without edim? How do we know a get needs edim, says the Rambam? Remember at the time we made a big deal of this? Minayin shedim lufnei edim. How do we know a get needs edim? Because it says, it's impossible she could be an erva and then not be an erva without edim. That is not something internal to the nature of kinyan shtar. That's basically the same reason kedusha needs edim, right? Sounds like it at least, right? Meaning, for the Rambam, the need for edim by get is not a fundamental need for edim as the nature of what's going on. It's just a side point of davar shebe erva. What if the get hadn't been arayus? What if the get had only been to take away an iser asay? Then you wouldn't need edim for a get. Right? Meaning, it's also the explanation, right? Number four.
We'll have to go right here.
Right? Gittin. This is all a fee the Rambam. Gittin and Shtaros. I'm not saying for anyone else. I'm only saying for the Rambam. By Gittin, he says he needs the drushas davar shebe erva to require edim. Here, it's obvious that you need edim. Meaning, what's the Rambam saying? Get is fundamentally different from shtaros. Get is all about communicating from the husband to the wife that the relationship has broken down. Why do you need edos? Because something as serious as davar she'erva needs edos. But that has nothing to do with the nature of the shtar. You need edos because davar she'erva. And what is davar she'erva? The edos should be there. Edim asira. Ah, you can chav edim chasima b'dievet. By shtar shorts, it's all about creating of evidence in Beis Din. Creating evidence in Beis Din, that's all about Edom signing. But the Eved, Edom Asira can work. Now, if we just take it back to our sugya, I think that the Rambam found our sugya to be pasha to him. It's a fascinating question. What if I ask 10 guys to sign? Interesting question. What if 10 guys sign? What is the purpose of 10 guys signing? So, we all know the Ramban says, what pshuta shall mikra al pishnayim edim u'shlosha edim? What does the Ramban say? Pshuta shal mikra? Rizchez glad when you need him. The Gemara says, the Chumash says, al pishnayim edim u'shlosha edim yakum davar. The Gemara asks, if it says two, why does it say three? And the answer is, we darsh from here, min se'echon and karu apostle. Just like if two of them is apostle, it would be no good. If three or five or six or ten, and one is apostle, it's no good. The Ramban says, what's pshuta shal mikra? You should have two edim. But if you can get three edim, you need three edim. Because the more edim, the better proof. Right? Here it's a fascinating question of multiple edim. What is the function of having a lot of edim? If the whole point is to create a proof, what's the point of having more edim? To create a greater proof, to add to the edos. If the whole point, and this is what I'm claiming in the Rambam, is our sugya, right? Okay, these numbers, I'm going to do these numbers, of course. Our sugya, this is daf kaf beis and beis. We'll get there, we'll see that other people interpret this differently than the Rambam. As you can imagine, Rashi says something different than the Rambam. Fine. What about our sugya? Now, I think the Rambam's pasha. It's about Edom Asira being Iker. Yes. Who cares about Edom Asira Iker? We're talking about the Edom Hasima here. We're talking about signing. Who cares about Edom Asira's Iker? For the Rambam, I'm going to claim is that the whole nature of Edos here is very different. Over here, the nature of Edos is to create proof. To create proof, kulchem, if you have 10,
They are all working together to create a proof. You don't even need to ask Misham Tanai and Misham Edom. It's automatically Misham Edom. That is the whole point. They're all testifying together to create proof. Memela, automatically. It's Kulchem Misham Edom, meaning they are all testifying together to create a proof. Now, is it true that Edi Chasimim Shem Tikkun Olam and Yitin also create a proof? Yes, but that's Tikkun Olam, that's not the Iker. What I'm claiming is that by Gittin, no. Ede Mesira Iker. What is the Ede Mesira Iker? Ede Mesira Iker means that the point of the Edim here is not that you need to. The reason, the whole point, role of Edim in Gittin, Lechachila Ede Mesira, B'dieved Ede Chasim. What I'm claiming, even there are no Ede Mesira. The Rambam doesn't make a Tanai here. It doesn't matter. The nature of Edis for Gittin, you're right, there's a Tikkun Olam otherwise. That's a Tikkun Olam. That's not the Iker. The nature of Edus for Gittin is not Edus of creating a proof. It's for Edus Lekima Dover. It's like Edus under the Chuppah. Edus under the Chuppah. If you bring 10 Edom under the Chuppah, obviously, what's 10 Edom under the Chuppah? If the guy insists it's Misham Edom one thing, but it's just to honor, to have a lot of people hanging around there to make a lot of publicity. That's not the same as testifying. And that's what I'm saying. Edim Mesira Iker means the nature of Ede Haget is their formal presence. Yeah, when the Edim are there, they make this a very serious event. Serious events need to be done in front of Edim. Real ceremonies need Edim. Right? But it's not because you're trying to create a proof to bring home to your lawyers and put in your safe. No, it's just their formal presence, and therefore is merely their formal presence. And therefore, what do we say? And therefore, nah. Kulchem Misham Tanai. And what I'm claiming is Kulchem Misham Tanai is not even so much an umdana. I'm not saying it's a different umdana. A person thinks different. It could be an umdana. But it doesn't have to be an umdana. The nature of Edus is different. Min hastam, Edim and Shar Shtoros are all about creating and testifying, creating a proof, and making a record of testimony in Bezdin. That's in the Torah Apostle. That's Misham Edus. Min hastam, Edim is your Iker. I'm not sure what the guy's thinking. The role of Edus, since Edim is your Iker, even Edith, put it this way, in Shar Shtoros, even Edim is your are really Edith Hasima. In Gittin, even Ede Chasima are really Ede Mesira. That's what I'm trying to say. Are really Ede Mesira. And therefore, Kulchem, and therefore, that's why the Rambam says Kulchem Mishum Tanai. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. As long as they have two Kasher Edim. Okay, Rish Lakish has a very strange opinion, but the way we pass it is we have two Kasher Edim. Yeah, everyone's around. You're adding more people to sort of formalize the event. That's not Nitzanech and Karbo Apostle. In other shards, you're adding more people to add Koach to the testimony. When you have 10 people adding koach to the testimony, and one is puzzle, that's a problem. When you have 10 people formalizing a ma'amat, solemnizing an occasion, and one of them is puzzle, that's not nitzvah of a korban puzzle, at least the way we paskin, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And maybe for the Rambam, that's the yesod, which we hinted at in the beginning of the year, but that's the yesod of the whole sugya, of what he means by this magical formula of Ede Mesira Iker. Okay, we didn't actually finish reading the Gemara, but it's already the time on the clock, it's already Mugzam. But we don't have anything to say about the next Gemara, so we'll continue Ritz Hashem next week with the next Sugya. We'll really go on to the question of all the different kinds of Ksav. We'll focus on Ksav, Al-Gabi Ksav. So really, we'll be doing the Gemara on Daf Yud Tesamat Aleph, basically till the bottom. Look at the Ramban and Rashba on Daf Chofam and Aleph, who asked the question of Tosos the Rascal Dio. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Shabbos. And if you have time, look at Rav Chaim in the stencil here, and I'll send this out by email, proper organized Makor.